Hot 91, it is Sam and Ash on International Women's Day, and I'm very excited about our next guest, Sammy, because she's done some extraordinary things. In fact, she actually was my physio when I was swimming.
What?
Her name is Dr. Jo Brown, and she's actually talking at the Sunny Coast International Women's Day breakfast this morning. Good morning, Dr. Jo. How are ya?
Morning. How you doing?
Good. Now, this is pretty cool. This is a pretty cool gig you've got this morning. You've done so many amazing things since, when you were my physio back or when I was swimming as well. You just recently went to the Winter Olympics. You were the physio for the Jamaican bobsled team.
Mm-hmm.
That was cool.
Yes. So I didn't actually end up going to the Olympics, but long story there, but I was their physio and they went to the Olympics for the first time in 24 years. So that was a pretty special story to be a part of.
Yeah.
Joe, just to stay on that for a second, if I may, what sort of injuries do bobsledders get?
There's two different types. There's the ones they get when they're just going down the sled on all runners, and then there's the ones they get when they crash. when they crash, a little bit different. They're more trauma, head injuries, broken bones. But just going down the sled, they get neck, back, shoulder injuries. And at the start, obviously, they push that sled and sprint on ice, so they get lots of hamstring injuries.
Hammies, yeah, okay. Yeah. Okay, that makes sense.
Because, I was keeping up on your Facebook page, and I was watching a lot of their things. They're making lots of reels, the bobsled team. It looked like such a fun team to be a part of as well.
Oh, my God. So many laughs. Always a gag or a gig going on.
Oh.
There's always music. They're always making up raps. Like, such a fun team, and they have this amazing ability to switch on and off. So completely goofing around, like making up a rap song, and then next minute they're on the start line. Just amazing athletes.
How good's that? Now, you've worked with many amazing athletes in your time. You've also done lots with
you.
I wasn't going there, but now that you're running it out there.
You got one, Ash. The lure works.
I got a live one, guys. But you've also been a part of the tennis world as well as swimming and many different sports. Who would be the most superior athlete you've ever worked with besides me? I'm joking.
Oh, gosh. There's so many amazing athletes. I've been at probably just treat someone like Ash Barty, who's just an absolute legend and the most humble athlete I've ever met. I've worked with people like Shelly and Fraser Price and Johan Blake. Johan Blake's still second fastest man in the world by time, second to Usain Bolt, and then Shelly and Fraser Price, double medalist at last Olympics as a mother. She's been
amazing.
I think six times world champion, and these guys are just, real superior athletes, and they're just such an amazing experience to work with them like that. They're just so particular and so meticulous, and everything they do, they just know how to execute.
Dr. Jo, how important as a woman on International Women's Day, to be recognised and acknowledged for your skills as a practitioner rather than because of your gender? Have you found that? Because I know in medicine, historically, it's been a pretty male-dominated industry.
Yeah, definitely. It's a really awesome opportunity to share my story. And, it comes with different highs and lows. Being a woman, I've probably suffered different biases and different, types of difficulties, I'm going to say, to be politically correct because I am a woman.
Can we expand on that? I mean, I know that's probably hard to talk about, but is that the point? Are you like sexualized in the workplace? Are you victimized?
100%. Over and over, I remember, I won't name sports and name things, but, rocking up to a national sporting organization event and was asked to a shag to get that job.
Yep.
And that's what I've lived with for 20 years of being, a white woman in elite sport.
Yeah.
Is it changing though? Sorry, Ash.
No, you're right.
Is it changing or is there still a lot of work to do?
I think there's still a lot of work to do. Ash will know about some of the stuff that's come out in swimming, and I think that's just the highlight of how some of the culture still is in sport. And, I'd really like to be a part of a movement that is more forthright and changing it. But I think it's not just one sport. It needs to be all sports all together as a combined you know, force. And, you know, if you look at the stats, it's something like 4% of the jobs in elite sport are held by women.
Yeah.
Still, like, you know, 3 years ago. So
that's right.
It's not enough. And there used to be this thing, you know, women aren't strong enough to be physios in sport. It's a load of crap. You just need to know what you're doing.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
I've got a Thai masseuse who's in her 80s and she just about kills me every week. I'm with you. I know what's wrong.
As does Joe. trust me. No, you're an incredible lady, and it's so nice to see that you're paving the way for this younger generation as well. So congratulations on all your achievements. It's so nice to be able to catch up and have a chat today, and happy International Women's Day, Dr. Joe.
Thanks, Ash. Lovely chatting with you guys. Have a great International Women's Day.